Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman, and today we have a very special guest. Boy, and this special guest, obviously, Chris and myself, we know some of the same people, so it's going to be a really good show. So you want to hang around, and we're going to name drop one person in this show, but Chris Carter, and he's with Coosa River Adventures.
That's right. Right.
So what town is that in? And tell us a little bit about your business, Chris. So
Brad, we've been doing this now for 26 years right here in Wetumpka, Alabama.
So, wow.
Home of the Coosa River. Matter of fact, recently renamed our famous spotted bass, the Alabama Spot.
Right.
This bass is so famous for fighting like a smallmouth but getting largemouth quality. The Coosa River 7-mile stretch right here where we've been renting canoes and kayaks since 1995.
Wow. And the water is right over there. I think you could almost cast to it.
I think if you have one of those big bait fishing
big
bait
swim
casters,
bait.
Yeah, we could definitely pull something out of there.
So tell us about your operation here. Tell us about your business. What do you do here normal day during the week? First start for the person that isn't the angler. And then tell us about if you're an angler and coming here.
So we started it as a fishing interest of mine, right? New Year's Day 1992. I started bringing friends down. And then after about 3 years of finding out that I was the camel in the truck and the trailer for all of your friends, you kind of sit back and right. Go, all right. And I grew up with some of these rental businesses like this in Northwest Florida,
right?
Which was my home. So courtesy of the Air Force, though, I made a wrong turn and found Wetumpka. And in 95, I was like, if I'm doing all the work, maybe I should go ahead and invest in some quality equipment.
Right.
A 12-passenger van, a home-built trailer, and get paid for it.
Right.
And so I turned somewhat of a fishing passion into a business passion.
Right.
And early days, canoes, all those sit-on-top kayaks were around. Whitewater kayaks were starting to become into, I guess, the gangbusters that grew and kind of maybe imploded in the 2000s, right?
Right.
But the fishing segment of this industry, right, it's been tough here, right?
Right.
And we're middle of the state of Alabama where the BASS movement was founded.
Right.
Kayak fishing on the coastal communities has been huge for years, but the inland market, you know, there's the perception that you have to be in a motorized boat going fast, you know, shiny this, 10 flipping sticks, you know, big screen TV, electronics.
Right.
And so how do you adapt a kayak, right, to support that model inland? And we've been on the cusp of it for over 20 years. This is 26 years in the business, right? But here in the last 3 years, we've really seen the kayak fishing, you know, change from our recreational market here to more and more customers showing up with fishing poles and really getting interested into the kayak fishing side of this.
Uh-huh. So if the kayak fishermen showed up, how would you help them out? How are you shuttling, or what's the plan with them?
So what we do is we own our property here at the end of the trip. We meet and greet customers here.
Okay.
Kind of like maybe a good tailor, right, when you come into the shop. Maybe I figured
right.
out what size inseam you are, or, you know, what size collar you really wear. So I can usually see our kayak fishermen coming because they're the ones with the fishing pole.
Right.
So now I'm going to try to find a boat that fits you.
Okay.
And then that's a segment of our industry that has kind of been plagued with, I believe, is the self-service business model that we're all aware of. You know,
right.
I can go online. I can do this research. So it's not a one-size-fits-all nation. So when you've got somebody that's got a couple of fishing poles and they're 6'8" and they weigh probably 260 on an easy day, they're not going to be able to just paddle any boat.
Right.
Where we differentiate ourselves is we have those boats. Those
I see.
Boats available. And you can try them out, basically, before
that's,
you
that's
buy
huge,
them.
Isn't it? Being able to try the kayak out and actually see how you're going to fit in it.
That's it. So we're all built differently. So, and then the manufacturing techniques, right, whether you go with the mass market, big box stores of blow molding or the more specialty technique, which I think is the best place to be in, and that's the rotational molding, we can get more intricate with the designs of the boats, right? We can change the heights of these seats without compromising the stability.
Right.
So I think one of the misnomers in our market is people are shopping for the top side of the boat only. You know, let's say that's maybe the pretty side or the sexy side of the industry.
Right.
But it's the bottom side of the boat that's the performance side. And that's where we're paying attention to it in manufacturing as well as customer service.
Right. So so someone comes in and they have their own kayak. What do you do? How do you help them go out there and catch that big coosa bass?
So if you own your own boat, we even provide a shuttle service.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
The two-vehicle logistical nightmares may be kind of what really got me into this business, right? And
right.
That's the vehicle at the beginning, the vehicle at the end. Hey, Brad, I thought you had the keys to the vehicle here at the end. They're still at the vehicle at the beginning, and we're both sticking our thumbs out for a ride back to the beginning.
Right.
So all of the stories that we've endured, right, that kind of led us into, well, if you own your own boat, we're not trying to sell you one of ours, all right? You're
right.
Comfortable with your craft, right? Let's take you up there and at least get you out here on the coosa to catch one of these spots.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. What class of water are they looking at?
So the Coosa is a very forgiving river to have the rapids that we have. It's a class two rated river with the exception of one class three rapid.
Okay.
The class three rapid's been home to many a whitewater festival, and it happens to be a dam controlled river, so we really know what the wave is going to do in that class three. With the advent and the proliferation of the sit-on-top kayak, is it truly a Class 3 rapid? Because ours is rated as a Class 3 because it can swamp an open boat like a canoe or a side kayak.
Yeah.
Sit-on-tops don't necessarily fill up with water unless you leave a hatch cover open. But technically, it's always a Class 3. Everything else on this river is Class 2 rated.
Pretty easy going, but you still have enough current to where you can float down. What stretches, and this probably goes with just a regular consumer, someone who comes in and they just want to get one of these kayaks and go down. What's the distance that you're looking at?
It's a 7 physical mile trip.
Okay.
3 to 4 hours is an average trip. And because we are dam controlled, we have a minimum flow of water, thanks in part to a very special snail, the Tulatoma magnifica. So all hail the snail.
Wow.
Because of this snail, we have that minimum flow of water. At the lowest flow, we actually have the most rapids and the most scenic beauty to this river.
Okay.
And it's also the most paddling, right?
So right.
At our higher flow rates, for instance, we have fishery flows in April and May. It's designed about keeping that spotted bass up here for the spawn. We have extra water flows every day, and the more water you get, the less paddling you'll do.
Right.
So now the river is forgiving because about 75% of it is flat water, but four distinct sections where those rapids are at, those four fall lines, and that's probably where you need to concentrate your fishing.
Okay, so let's say they're not fishing and they come down, they want to enjoy and just paddle down. What do you got for wildlife and nature for these people that are just paddling down? You know, like a photographer would come down and he's like, you know, I've heard about, you know, all this water and I just want to catch it. I'm here in Alabama.
So we get all of the name recognition for that coosa spot, right?
Right.
But catfish, crappie, bass, brim, stripe, right?
Right.
Spoonbill catfish, right? So meet Shadow. Right?
Shadow,
so she's
how
not
you doing?
Camera shy.
This is meet the folks there.
Right.
So
the but now photography, right? All of the plants, right, that we have out here, just gorgeous. Starting Mother's Day, right? The infamous Cahaba lilies start to bloom, and we're probably on the southern fall line. They don't grow any further south than a section on our river.
Really?
And that's beautiful white lily, right?
Starts
around Mother's Day, ends around Father's Day, and, of course, all your birding. So we have at least a pair of mature bald eagles here in downtown Wetumpka that Wow. Right over to our left, right? I've seen them in the tree together, all right? Wow. So it's amazing to see that big white head and tail. So osprey, again.
Yeah, we saw one. We were walking down there, and there he was flying and big and bold. He was looking for a snack.
It's nothing like seeing them hit the water and bring something up for dinner.
Isn't that something? Tell them about your store here and kind of the where the physical location is, but tell them about the store, because you come in here, this is a pretty awesome store. This would be great. This is where I'd like to run my podcast show every week, right here.
So it's kind of an amazing thing. Whenever I started the business, we were working off the public boat ramp in downtown. I'll never forget one of our councilmen at the time. He told me, he said, "Chris, it would give me no more greater pleasure than to one day have to increase the size of that parking lot down there." You know, when we started in 95, it was not much use of the river. The lakes got all the tension.
Uh-huh.
So now, right, we've purchased our own property here on Company Street. We started off with 5 acres. Now we've expanded it into 16. The building behind us, right, is a really neat history. It's just like a Jeff Foxworthy joke. We started cleaning up and found a house, right? So the woods were growing up so thick, we didn't even know this house was here.
Wow.
The original part of the house is right behind you.
And, uh-huh.
It was built pre-1900. It's on a slate rock foundation.
Oh, wow.
It got added on to post-1900, and you can see the sawmill kerf marks and the machinery of the beadboard work. About 10 years ago, right, we outgrew our previous location, another old house on the property, and I had drawn a little doodle of what this building could look like with this porch wrapped around it to create that lodge effect, right? So, you know, got a couple of guys that knew how to swing a hammer and, you know, cut a 2x4. And about 6 months later, right, we created this look. But the look was here. All we did was, you know, slap some paint on something that already looked really neat.
Yeah, all kinds. And safety-wise, talk a little bit about safety for the people. People are probably wondering, you know, it's not willy-nilly. Tell them
it's
about
not.
It.
So, you know, when we talk to folks, we do a safety brief. So we take our trips out typically daily at a certain time. We meet and greet the customers. Now, we've got folks from all different walks of life who have never even been in a kayak, paddled a kayak, much less maybe can't swim, to folks who've all been around the world and experienced all kind of white water. The key there is it doesn't matter. You can't swim if you're unconscious. And we preach about the life jackets, the PFDs, right?
Uh-huh.
If you're in the market for shopping for a boat, ignore buying the boat first. Go buy yourself a quality life jacket.
It's
made for paddling, fishing, right, that you will wear, right? Don't chintz. You know, we can find inexpensive paddles. We might can find you a boat that doesn't cost as much as others. But never, ever sacrifice that life jacket. That's what's going to make things a difference should you find yourself in the water.
And they are also comfortable, how comfortable they are.
The comfort of the life jacket has expanded immensely over the years, right? So a good paddler's life jacket, for instance, has more breathable materials. It's going to be looser in the arms and shoulders for that paddling movement so that you're not chafing and scratching yourself up. But we've all seen the proliferation of the, you know, around your collar, CO2, instant blow-up type PFDs that are real prevalent in the bigger bass markets.
Right. So tell us, you have trail. You have a trail that comes right here, like right here. This is pretty awesome. Tell us about this trail and what it actually means for you as an owner, you know, being right here.
So the Alabama Scenic River Trail is the single longest, single state paddling trail. It's 650 miles.
Wow.
So the Coosa River forms north of us, right? And it's impounded 6 different times, right? The last whitewater section on the Coosa River is this 7-mile stretch from Jordan Dam to our takeout, the last fall line being right here in the middle of downtown Wetumpka.
Wow.
Once you leave downtown Wetumpka, you can walk through 3 dams all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. The Alabama Scenic River Trail is a host of numerous events, right? So
right.
Recently the Alabama 650, where paddlers, right, just as fast as you can go from the beginning to the end, right? So
wow.
6 days, 600
Have you ever done that? Have
no,
you done that?
That's
no.
That's not my gig.
That's not your gig.
That's not my gig.
Well, you
but
know,
it's
you
amazing.
Could, you could start up here about 9 miles, and you only have to come to your house that way.
That's
you,
true.
Like, just join in. They have Ragby up in Iowa, which is a great bicycle ride across Iowa. And, you know, not everyone rides all the whole stretch across Iowa. Some just ride that certain stretch, but
well, it's kind of neat for this segment, right? Is just a 7 mile segment of 650 miles.
Uh-huh.
And much like the Appalachian Trail, where people kind of break it up in pieces and parts,
right,
there's different outfitters or businesses along the trail, and we have stamps so we can kind of stamp your book to document
neat.
That you did this portion.
Uh-huh.
Now whether you're going further south or going to start up north, right, different businesses along the way, and you can fill your passport up.
Yeah, there we go. So what we found out earlier when I was visiting with Chris, we have a mutual friend who is EJ. EJ never listens to the podcast show, so I'm actually going to make him, like, I'm going to say, EJ, look at where I am and who I'm with. I'm with Chris. He's got all kinds of great stories we're going to visit about when I see you next week. But
listen, I think EJ knows the history of this river very well, right?
Uh-huh.
I remember, you know, during the Whitewater explosion days, you know, the tricks that maybe he innovated that he threw down in that Class 3 Rapid, right?
Right.
I think EJ's love for the outdoors, right, has allowed him to accomplish many different things in the marketing world. So interested in seeing what the new marketing of his new boat's all about.
The new Apex Watercraft. So I've been doing some work in that, and I have paddled it in quite a few different places. And so it's pretty amazing watercraft, and one that you should just look up and see. Tell us, is there some do's and don'ts when you come here to go paddling? Do's
so
and don'ts.
The do's is bring that positive attitude. You know?
Okay.
So Wetumpka, our downtown, all right, has really been working hard, all right? So do plan to stay past your paddling trip.
Okay.
So we've got a lot of restaurants now, those places that should you want that adult beverages choices available.
Right.
Shops, right? And, you know, we've got a lot of great of attention with some HGTV exposure as well,
right.
You know, so hate to name drop them in on you, right? But it's been good for our town. So as far as paddling the river, you know, nose up and toes up experiences, right? We love hearing those stories at the end of the day. We also get to hear the experience of what the infamous Coosa River Tattoo is all about. And mostly those are slips and falls, you know. So
right.
You get out there and you stop at our infamous Moxon Gap or one of our other popular stopping spots. And
right.
Those rocks are slippery, so you'll find out how fast gravity could take you down.
All right. And don't throw your garbage in the lake.
Listen,
or in the river.
My wife says I can't call it a safety brief. It's really a lecture. And
all
if
right.
You go paddling at different places, they handle information and how they disseminate that to you differently. We want you to be involved, right? Our safety brief literally could be 3 minutes less, right, if I didn't talk about trash.
Yep.
As we started to grow, we started to see some of that bad behavior, beer can sinking, you know.
Right.
But I tell you what, it starts with just the person you saw in the mirror this morning, right? And we'll give you these orange net bags. We talk about it. You know, just go bend over and pick it up, even if it's not yours. It's
yep.
the simplest thing you can do. You know, do we all need that trophy on our shelf at home collecting dust, or do we need to figure out it was what you had in your heart?
That's right. Exactly. That takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time, of course, when we talk about a couple of our sponsor products, and one is Pico Lures. And Pico Lures has all, like, everything you would need to catch big Coosa spot. You could catch it on a Pico Lure.
I bet you can catch it on that Pico Lure. Come out here.
Yeah.
Right now, the water temperature is perfect, right?
So crankbait, they got crankbait, they have jig heads, they have everything you would need for that. And they also have lures that catch walleye, just everything. Walleye, stripers, whites, you name it. If it's a game fish, they'll eat one of those Pico lures. So make sure you check them out at picolures.com. And our other sponsor, of course, is Smith Products. And they make products that everything from knives to hook sharpeners to fishing gear like scissors and pliers, you name it. They have it, and they also have like a line of Mr. Crappie tools, which obviously is made for the crappie angler. So check them out at smithproducts.com. Tell me, Chris, if they wanted to find you on social media or on the internet, where would they go?
So the infamous CoosaRiverAdventures.com.
Okay.
So being a retired computer programmer, we adopted that early on, right? And, okay. Of course, Facebook.
Right? All right.
So just check us out and always call that phone number.
There you go. There you have it. Appreciate you being on the show. Make sure you keep your hooks sharp and your lures in the water.
Amen.